Okay, Erev Tov, Erev Tov. Here we are working on our tefillah, continuing our shir series on davening, trying to make our daily tefillahs more meaningful. We are in the second of the Hallelukahs, the second of the five prakim of Tehillim that we say after Ashrei every day, and it's Perek Kuf Mem Zayin. We're in chapter 147 of Tehillim of Psalms. We are up to Pasuk Ches, right? We are up to Pasuk Ches. And, if Pasuk Ches follows what we've been discussing, but Pasuk Ches starts, HaMechasa Shemayim Ba'ovim, that Hashem is the one who covers the skies with clouds, HaMechin La'aretz Matar, who prepares the earth with rain, HaMatzmiach Harim Chatzir, and who makes vegetation grow on the mountains. So based on what we were discussing in the past, if you remember what we were referring to, that Hashem lifts up the humble, Hashem lowers down the haughty, that Hashem brings reason for those that are humble to praise Him. So what does this pasuk mean? Hamachasha shemayim ba'avim. So on one very simple level, the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, he says that what is this pasuk talking about? That Hashem hamachasha shemayim ba'avim, that we see a beautiful sky, and we love a beautiful, nice blue sky, right? But hamachasha shemayim ba'avim means that Hashem, when we think that, when we need rain, so often Eretz Yisrael, Rachmana Litzlan, is in need of rain, and some years, I remember years that I lived in Israel, we added a special tefillah, we added a special paragraph to Shemona Esrei requesting rain. So HaMechasa Shemayim Ba'avim, that when the clouds would come and fill the sky, preparing the earth to be showered with rain, that was a blessing. Right, that was a great blessing. Daf Hayomi recently finished Maseches Tanis. That Maseches Tanis, the tractate about fast days, is not so much about Tisha B'Av or Asar B'Tevis that we just had. It's mostly about fasts that they used to have in the land of Israel because there was no rain. Like they would literally decree a fast day, and in fact, a whole series of fast days to beseech Hashem to fill the sky with clouds. So what the Rokeach tells us is that even when a person doesn't see how help can come, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, where's my help coming from? A person is perhaps despondent. Don't worry. David HaMelech says, HaMechasa Shemayim Bavim. The Rokeach says that Hashem can take a beautiful blue sky that you didn't wonder, and right, there could be people who are very frustrated with a beautiful blue sky and the sunny weather. They need rain. But Hashem can make it come in an instant. HaMechasa Shemayim Bavim. That Hashem can fill up the sky with clouds, and Hamechin La'aretz Matar, and that Hashem can prepare the rain to come down. Right, that when you think that you don't know what's going to happen, Hashem says, "Don't worry." David says, "Don't worry." Hashem can bring it in an instant. And there's an interesting pshat from the Tzitzkas HaTzadik, or Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin, that he says that he takes it a little bit differently, meaning the Rokeach, some Rishonim look at it, that the simple pshat is David HaMelech is praising, that Hashem is the one that can make it rain in an instant, that divine salvation can come in the blink of an eye, right? Like it could come in, it could be a beautiful day, 5 minutes later, the clouds could be filled with, the sky could be filled with dark clouds, and it could pour rain, torrential rain pours. I'm sure we've all got stuck in one of those once upon a time, right? But the Reb Tzadok HaKohen, he has a little bit of a different take. He says, you know what David HaMelech is talking about? HaMechasa Shemayim Ba'avim, that when he's saying spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, what do dark clouds represent? It represents hastara, represents God's hiddenness. It represents feelings of disconnectedness from God. That when a person is in those moments of disconnectedness from God, feeling so lost in a spiritual sense, emotional, psychological sense, understand that when the heavens are tied up or covered with clouds, and that's like seen as a bad thing, as a separation between us and God, understand HaMechin La'aretz Matar. At those moments of darkness, at those moments when you don't see anything clearly, when you feel so disconnected, understand HaMechin La'aretz Matar. At that moment, you know what Hashem is doing? Hashem is preparing the blessings to send you. And it's such a deep Torah, such an important message from the Tzidkas HaTzadik, that at moments when we feel that nothing is going our way, the moments that we don't feel the proverbial ray of sunlight on our face, right, providing us with that warmth, providing us with the encouragement. So often we know when it's a cloudy day, we're in cloudy moods, right? We're not feeling connected to Hashem. Reb Tzadok says, understand that hamachas v'shamayim ba'avim, that sometimes that darkness, sometimes that feeling of detachedness, the yirida, the down that we have, naturally, spiritually, feeling disconnected, hameichim arts matar. At that moment, understand, as you're going through that down, Hashem is preparing to send you blessings. Specifically through the down that you experience, Hashem will send you blessings. And what's the end of that pasuk? The end of the pasuk of pasuk ches is hamatzmiach harim chatzir. That Hashem, when he prepares the rain, he makes chatzir, he makes vegetation flourish and sprout on harim, the mountains. What does this mean, that it flourishes on the mountains? So we know that both Ibn Ezra and the Radak point out that mountains are not normally places where people go and plant vegetation. You plant vegetation in fields, right? You plant your crops in the fields. You don't plant them on the mountains. The mountains are very rocky and very difficult to grow things at all on mountains. There are mudslides on mountains. Mountains are not where you want to grow. So that's exactly what Reb Tzadok HaKohen is saying. What could be what David HaMelech is saying in a Pashup Shot, even in places where you don't expect salvation, even in places you don't expect Hashem's blessing to pop up, HaMatzmiach HaRim Chatzir, that with the darkness and the clouds and Hashem preparing the rain, understand Hashem's going to make the vegetation come up, even in the driest, in the rockiest, and most arid and unexpected places, Hashem's blessings can sprout up. What a beautiful pasuk. What an important pasuk. This pasuk that we say each and every day. And let's continue with pasuk tes. What's pasuk tes? Nosein la behema. I'm just have the sitter here for the whole capital. Nosein la behema lachma. That Hashem provides animals, behemoths, with their bread. Livnei orev asher yikru. To the young ravens that call out to Hashem. What does this mean? Nosein la behema lachma. So on one level, the Shlach HaKadosh and the Radak says that Hashem sends to even animals that don't understand really how they're getting their food. And every animal we know has its own unique diet, that no sin of hema lachma, that Hashem provides for behemoths, for the animals, not the chayas, not the wild animals and go and they'll kill another animal for food when it's hungry. No. The animals that would never do that. The behemoths, those are the calmer animals, the almost domesticated animals, the flocks and the herds and the cattle. They're not going to kill another animal to be their food. These types of animals, understand, that Hashem will provide for those animals, even though they don't understand where it's coming from, even though these animals don't even know who is necessarily providing that food, that Hashem provides for everything. The Ben Ezra says that even for these totally helpless creatures, the young ravens, now it's very interesting, Rashi in Gemara Erevin says, you know why David HaMelech talks about the young ravens needing food? Because the raven is a very cruel bird, and the mother raven doesn't take care of her young. The Radak says, the Radak in Tehillim here explains that, you know why he suggests the young mother raven doesn't take care of its babies, is because baby ravens, he claims, are white. I didn't Google this. Anyone wants to Google it, can Google it to see if this is in fact what we see in nature in our days, that a baby raven doesn't look like a raven. And that's why the mother doesn't provide it with food. And so therefore, the baby raven is like the most helpless creature, that the mother's not even bringing it food. And Rashi says in that Gemara and Erevin, and the Radak says, that Hashem sends little insects to fly right near the baby ravens, so the baby ravens are able to be sustained, and clearly only sustained from Hashem. The Ramban, actually, on a pasuk in Iyov, says that we use the metaphor of a raven and a helpless raven, because a raven is always seen as an of tame, as an impure bird, as a very cruel bird. And so the Ramban is taking it the way that many understand the Ramban. The Ramban is saying that even when we're undeserving, right, that Hashem provides behemos with their food, behemos someone doesn't know, meaning human being that's like totally oblivious, but even the B'nai Orev, Asher Yikro, that the totally helpless creatures, that they're just crying out. They're not crying out to Hashem necessarily, but they're just crying out. They're totally, totally helpless, that Hashem will send the food to them. Pasuk Yud, the next Pasuk, Lo v'gvuras asus yechpatz, lo v'shokei ha'ish yirtzeh. What does this mean? That Hashem doesn't desire the strength of the horse, nor does Hashem want the shokei ha'ish, the thighs, the legs of a man. What are we talking about over here? So here the rokeach and the malbim, those that give more of the simple meaning into the pasuk, they say, what is this talking about? What this pasuk means is that Hashem wants a person to recognize that it's not the begvuras hasus, right? So often, whether it was ancient Egypt, that the horse was a symbol of military might, right? In Oz Yashir, we focus on that the horse was also thrown down, right? Or a horse was seen as a beast of burden that was the key to economic success, whether in plowing or whatever it was. The Malbim, the Rokeach, they say, Lo v'gvuras hasus yachpatz. David HaMelech is reminding us that Hashem wants you to recognize it's not the gvuras hasus. It's not the power of the horse that makes you successful, right? And the Pritzad, the Kriptzadok HaKohen, the Imre Emes, the Gera Rebbe, Zechusigin Aleinu, the Chafetz Chaim, they say, and this isn't only in Gashmius, in physical. That's the idea. Lo b'gvuras hasus yechpatz. Hashem wants us to recognize that it's not the power of the horse, right? We think the stock market, we think, you know, the military might, the aircraft carriers, or the intercontinental ballistic missiles, the nuclear warheads. Lo b'gvuras hasus yechpatz. Understand, military might, economic might, has nothing to do with armed forces or stock markets. It all comes from Hashem. Lo b'gvuras hasus yechpatz. And then, lo v'shokei ha'ish yirtzeh, the sus representing military economic might, the shokei ha'ish, the Chafetz Chaim, the Pritzad, the Kriptzadok HaKohen, the Imrei Emes, and so many others say, that what David HaMelech is telling us, that even lo v'shokei ha'ish yirtzeh, even in spiritual matters, Hashem wants you to realize it's not the shokei ha'ish, meaning the thighs of the person, you're running around here and there, you think you're the one that creates all of your successes. What's the very next pasuk? Pasuk Yud Aleph. Rotze Adonai es Yireyov es Hamiachlim Lachasto. That Hashem desires those that fear Him. Right? Those that place their hope, that anxiously wait for Hashem's kindness. So the Baal HaTanya, the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch, he says, what does this mean? Rotze Hashem es Yireyov. That Hashem desires those to fear Him, right? What does it mean, Yireyov? So, of course, on one level, Yiras Hashem is fear of God, right? Recognizing that Hashem is king, and Hashem will reward us for mitzvos, punish for aversas, but there's a deeper meaning. Yiras Hashem is like, see, we've said so many times before, is like the same word, yira, fear, as ri'ya, as seeing. Doesn't mean fear of God in that sense, you're afraid, oh no, Hashem's going to punish me. What the Baal Tani is saying, that you have the proper perspective and recognize that you're overawed by God. That you recognize, you have a true perception. Rotze Hashem Yisrael, Hashem just wants us to properly perceive things. And what is that? That it's not the power of the horse, and it's not even your own power. The Baal HaTanya says, just to quote, that Hashem is chafetz, rotze Yisrael, these that are mashrish b'nafsham, they implant into their soul that they have no ability on their own. But all their chiyus, all of their life force, is constantly being bestowed upon them from Hashem at every moment. That's what Hashem wants. Rotze Hashem es Yireyov, and es Hamiachlim L'chasto. What does that mean? Es Hamiachlim L'chasto. Es Hamiachlim L'chasto. So the Radak says, Reb David Kimchi, the Shlach HaKadosh says, that es Hamiachlim L'chasto, those that put their hope in Hashem's kindness, anxiously await Hashem's kindness. Because if you have the proper perception, Rotze Hashem Yisrael, you have the proper understanding that we have no independent koach, no independent power, but rather at every moment, as the Baal HaTanya, as the Alter Rebbe Zechusagin Aleinu of Lubavitch teaches us, that at every moment Hashem is pouring His Shefa, His divine energy into us. So therefore, es Hamiachlim L'chasto, then naturally, what are you going to do? Every moment, what are you going to do? You're just going to be anxiously awaiting Hashem. You're just going to be anxiously awaiting Hashem's kindness because you're just trusting in Hashem. And in fact, the Shulchan Kadosh says it, that they're not boteach, that people aren't confident. They don't trust in their own strength. And the Pritzadik, Reb Tzadok HaKohen, says that who is this pasuk referring to as am Yachlom L'chazdo? This is Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov Avinu, despite everything he went through, he always saw that anything he had was only because of Hashem's chesed. Yaakov Avinu was the one who famously said, I have been made small, Hashem, by all your kindness. That I'm not deserving of this. That I'm not, all these blessings that I have, all these children, all of this wealth, all of this prestige and power, it's not due to me at all. Katonti, I've been made so small by your kindness to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Pritzadik said, this is talking about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu teaches us this lesson, that we have to be constantly putting our hope in, anxiously awaiting that Hashem's chesed, and that's how we have anything. Only because of the chesed of Hashem. Do you understand how important it is, this pasuk, every day when we go, we go out to work, and we go out to accomplish, and we face challenges, and we have to know, Lo v'gris ha'sus yechpatz, lo v'shuk yishitzer, rotz Hashem ha'siriyav, es ha'miyachlam l'chazto. It's not us. It's all from Hashem. And we have to put that trust in Hashem. We have to recognize where it comes from. And again, you see why we say these prakim every day? Every day we have to say it over and over as a meditation to bring it in deeper and deeper and deeper, to live with these lessons. Each and every day, this is why these are the prakim that are part of davening. But I want to share with you another pshat, the last pshat of the night. Es hamyachem l'chasto, those that anxiously anticipate Hashem's kindness. What kindness are we referring to here? The Rokeach and the Sfarno says, I want to read to you the words of the Sfarno, Esam Yachem L'chazdo L'yemos HaMashiach. And the Rokeach also says, HaMitzapim L'Mashiach. Those that anxiously anticipate Hashem's kindness are the ones that are waiting for Mashiach. This is how coming attractions for next week, a little bit of a cliffhanger. This is why it's a Shabbat Yerushalayim. The very next pasuk is already about Yerushalayim. Interesting. What's the connection? Because the chesed of Hashem, waiting for Hashem's ultimate kindness, the ultimate kindness from Hashem, is of course Yemos HaMashiach. That's when Amach Hashem Duma Me'al Kalpanim. That's when Hashem wipes away all the tears. That's when Hashem brings a time of peace, a time when we're able to just focus on service of God without all of these distractions and unfortunately the pettiness that so often brings us down. Esam Yachem L'chazdo, Zok the Sfarno, Zok the Rekeach, these are the people that are waiting for Hashem's salvation to come each and every day. And this is a good thing to end off with, because this week's parasha, of course, parasha's Vayechi. There's so many allusions to that. And if you didn't have a chance to listen to the parasha from earlier in the week, parasha's Vayechi, the whole idea is that when we have these distractions and the pettinesses and the tzaros, right, we run into the hands of Hashem. And that's when Ratem Advekim Vashem Elkechem Chaim Kulcham Hayom. So I hope that this week as we daven, these four psukim, Hamechas Hashemayim V'Avim Hamechim La'aretz Matar Hamatzmiach Hamchatzir Nosin Lavheim Alachma Lavnei Rav Eshei Kro Lo V'Gvurus Asus Yachpatu Lo V'Shokesh Yitzeh Rotzeh Adonai Esireav Es Hamiachem L'chasta. That these four psukim, as we say them over the next week, could be able to give us great chizuk, to lift us up, to be inspired by the four psukim. And actually next week, we won't be having this making davening meaningful shir, as I have a bar mitzvah have to be at. So you have 2 weeks to work on these four psukim. Have a great week and a great Shabbos, everyone.